Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Chof Vav in Erechin. For a four shlim Pralk Yisrael Ben Chaya Rochel. Says the Gemara, four, five lines from the top of the page. Rabbi Lazar Omer Lo Nichnas Lo Nos. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah yesterday. What do you do when nobody redeems the field, the Sadachuza? Sadachuza is a field that's, that came to you in inheritance. And if you're makdish that field, you can be poted until Yovel with Giraon by prorating how much is left. But if you're not poted and they sell it to somebody else and it goes to the Kohanim in Yovel. So we had a three of machlokas. The Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohanim go in there and they pay for it. That's Rabbi Yehuda's for. I learned that of a pasuk. They have to pay for it. They have to be poted. Rabbi Shimon says, Nechnasen, they just take it. They don't have to pay anything. Rabbi Blazer says, no, they don't even go in at all. They can't pay for it. The only way, says Rabbi Lezer, that the Kohanim could take the field is if somebody else is poted first. So if nobody's poted, it stays abandoned into the next Yovel. Nobody takes it for the next 50 years, into the next one, until somebody redeems it. Then, if somebody redeems it, then the Kohanim could take it. Remember, in the Sadachuza, if the owner or his son redeem it, he gets it back permanently. If somebody else redeems it, not the owner or his son, then it goes to the Kohanim in Yovel, doesn't go back to him anymore. When does a field come back to you? The general concept that school children know that I get my stuff back in Yovel, not if I was Makdish Esada Achuza. Every other case, if I sell you a field, or if I Makdish Esada Mikna, Sada that I bought, right, then it goes back to me in Yovel. That's a Sada Mikna, not a Sada Achuza. Okay. So this sheet that we're going to try to understand, what is the sheet where Blessed says, no, the Kohanim, it says the Pasuk seems that the Kohanim get it in Yovel. So what does it mean to say that, no, the Kohanim don't get it. It stays abandoned until somebody redeems it. This is Gemara, my time, what's Rabbi Lezer's reason? Amar, the Pasuk says, and I'm quoting now from the Pasuk, Perek Chav Zayin in Vayikra, Pasuk Chav. Pasuk says, Vim lo yigal es asoda, lo yigal od. Now, it doesn't really say it in that order. It says, Vim lo yigal es asoda, Vim ochar salishach lo yigal od, v'hayasad b'tesa b'yovel kodesh lakonim. Okay. So he darshens it like this. If you don't redeem it, that's it. You can't redeem it. If it wasn't redeemed, but the coin, somebody else did redeem it, meaning the coin sold it to somebody else, the bezin somebody else, then it goes out in Yovel. In other words, if nobody redeems it, that's it. It can't be redeemed. If somebody sells it, then it goes out in Yovel. It's mashma only if somebody sells it. That's it. What do you think? You took a sharp knife here and you cut up the pusik and distributed it the way you wanted it? It doesn't say it like that. It doesn't say it the way you quoted it. It says Rashi. Rashi gives the quote. And I'm quoting now from the mission, from the pusik itself. It says, Vim lo yigal asada, v'im mocher es asada l'ish acher, lo yigal od, and then v'hay asada b'teis b'yovel. It says, lo yigal od, if he doesn't redeem it, and if he sells somebody else, he can't redeem it anymore. And then, it says it goes to the Kohanim after lo yigal od. It doesn't say it after only if somebody redeemed it. Rashi explains it neatly. Rashi, the first in a narrow line, he doesn't say it the way you just quoted. Lo yigal od. That's the end of one pasuk, and then when it comes to Yovel Kohanim, that's it. You can't redeem more, and then it goes to the Kohanim. So where do you get this business that Rav Lezer says it only goes to the Kohanim if somebody redeemed it? Not it doesn't go automatically. Rav Yehuda says it goes if you pay for it. Rav Shimon says no, automatically. You don't even have to pay for it. The Kohanim don't have to pay for it. Elam Rabbiya, time Rav Lezer. Again, where does Rav Lezer get this idea that in Yovel it doesn't go to the Kohanim only if somebody redeemed it first? Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon don't say that. Rabbi Shimon says it goes to Kohanim automatically. Rabbi Yehuda says it goes to Kohanim and Yovel, they have to pay for it. But nobody had to redeem it first. Well, let's just know somebody's got to pay for it first. Then it can go to the Kohanim. Where do you get it from? Elam by time Rabbi Lezer could have tanya. Lo you go, plus it says that you can't redeem it anymore. I might think that once Yovel is hit and he hasn't redeemed it, you can never redeem it again, even to be like a Sada Mikna. What does a Sada Mikna mean? Again, a field that I bought. A field that I bought, what halacha is that? It goes back to, I lose it in Yovel, right? I lose it in Yovel. Whoever bought it loses it in Yovel. Either he loses it to the Kohanim, if it was a Sada that was originally a Sada Achuza that he redeemed, that he bought it. So it's like he bought it from Hegdish. It goes back to Hegdish, to the Kohanim in Yovel. Or, like a regular Sarvit, that's not a Sarvit Mikneh that I stand bought from you and goes back in Yovel. We're talking about like a Sarvit Mikneh that it goes back in Yovel. Rashi says, Yochalit and Yosef Bottom, I feel this Sarvit Mikneh, Kishar Ishako Agol and Miad Heg, that she owes me out of Kom, Yovel, Tamalomer, oh, no, it doesn't mean you might think he can't even do that, and there's a, that the owner can't even be like a Sarvit Mikneh, though. Tamalomer, oh, the Kamosha, Hoysa in Niggas. It can't be like the way it was originally. Originally, if I'm the owner and I mockfish it, I can depot it and I get it back permanently. Yovel doesn't bother me. Tamalo, the Kamosha Hoysian goes, Abn Gel telephonic sodomic. It's like a sodomic then. In other words, what I was just saying, when I the owner, Yovel is hit, missed the boat, I didn't do it. Now if I the owner redeem it now, I'm at least like a sodomic. In other words, I can keep it for a while until Yovel. What Yovel? Amos, what are we speaking about? When? Yovel already hit. Amos. Elam be Yovel Rishon. If it's in the first Yovel, in other words, we're in the first 50-year period. Since I was mocked, and I'm the original owner, it's my family field. Elam be Yovel Rishon. Am I Negel? It's not. Why can't I be Goel? Not only can I be Goel, it's a Sadachuz, and I keep it permanently. That's the basic case. Elab Shita be Yovel Shimon. The second Yovel. What second Yovel is there? Ulaman. Elam Rabbi Yerub Shimon. Lakanim Nafka. There is no second Yovel. According to Rabbi Yerub Shimon, according to Pashim Shad, once Yovel hits, right, goes to the Kohanim. That's it. There's no second chance. There's no second Yovel over here. El Elam Rabbi Yerub Shimon Lakanim Nafka. El Lav must be Rabbi Lezer. Shema Mina Time Rabbi. So you see, the time Rabbi Lezer is Mehocha. So you see, that's the Sfar of Lezer is from here, from the pasuk says Im Lo Yigoel Od, right. It's El Rabbi Time Rabbi Lezer Keretan Lo Yigoel Yocha. I might think it's not. You can't even get like a Sada Miknam. Oh, can't be like the original one, but it's like it is now. So that's telling you that in the second Yovel, because what else is there? The first Yovel, the owner can be poted like a normal, like a Sadachuza. What do you mean? You can't be poted like a Sadachuza, but you could be poted like a Mikna. When is that? Not in the first Yovel. And in the second Yovel, there is no second Yovel according to Rabbi Shimon. It must be according to Rabbi Lezer. And it's teaching me that second Yovel, you can be poted like a Sadamikna, that the owner can go in there and it's like a Sadamikna. So that's the Rabbi Lezer's reason, because he says from the basement, Lo Yigoel Od. Lo Yigoel Od, what does that mean? You can't be Goel like it was in the first Yovel, but you could be Goel like in the second Yovel. So that shows you that it's possible. What's Rabbi Lezer's basis? Rabbi Lezer's basis is that. So why is there a second Yovel? Because it doesn't go out automatically. That's the point. Where does Rabbi Lezer get this idea that you only if you paid for it, then the Kohanim can get it? If nobody paid for it, nobody redeemed it, the Kohanim can't get it. It must be from here. Because it says in the second Yovel, the owner can be poted like a Sada Mikneh. Then it said he doesn't keep it permanently anymore. Why is there a second Yovel? Because the first Yovel didn't cut it all off because nobody paid for it. Anyway, Tisbra, does that make sense? It's Rabbi Yerub Shimon, Hayo of my boy. So you say it can't go like Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbi Shimon do with the word Ode? What do they do with it? Doesn't make, but they have to also dash in the word Ode. Lo Yigoel Ode. You're saying you can't be in the second Yovel. It can't be like your first Yovel. But the Rabbi Yerub Shimon don't hold up a second Yovel. So what does Ode mean to them? So therefore, the whole changed the whole thing. This is a field that the Kohanim got in the first Yovel. V'ikdisha Kohen. In other words, it's not necessarily going. It's not like a but it's not like Rabbi Lezer that we're talking about. Where it was a field. What happened at the end of the first Yovel? The Kohanim got it. Rabbi Yehuda Kedislav, Rabbi Shimon Kedislav. Rabbi Yehuda says with money. Rabbi Shimon says the Kohanim don't have to pay. Fine. Went to the Kohanim. V'ikdisha Kohen. Now one of the Kohanim got his share and it belongs to him. Now with him, it's like a sadachusa to him. This coin now owns it permanently. The Ikdisha coin. But and as he didn't buy it, he got it automatically, according to the rules of the Torah. The Ikdisha coin. Va'asu balam lemifrika. He and now the original owner, in other words, the coin got it. It's his now. He's one of the Kohanim. He gets his share. So he got a piece of land here. Now we're into the next Yovel. He was Makdashit. And who came to be poted? The original owner woke up now. The original owner. The Kohen Makdish, it's his now. In Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. Like Rabbi Yerub Shimon goes, in the first Yovel, goes to the Kohanim. Of course, everybody goes to the Kohanim in Yovel. The question is, which Yovel? Rabbi Yerub Shimon says, there is only one Yovel. Now, after Yovel, now it's his permanently. Now he goes and he's Makdish. It's also Balaam, Mifrika, the Kohanim, and the Balaam comes to own. The original owner comes to be poted. It's Acha, Mina, Lo Tifrek, Shay Lepotik, I'm going to think he can't be poted anymore. That's it. You're out of the picture. You're the original owner. You waited till Yovel. You did nothing. You didn't redeem it. The Kohanim got it. It's his. You can't do anything. Tamil Lamed, oh, no. The Kamosha Hoysan goes, he can't be poted so that it'll be his permanently again. Up on the Gel Shel Fonika Sadamikta. But it's like a Sadamikta. What is a Sadamikta sick that I bought? And it's like anything else. If I buy a field from you, what happens to the Yovel? I lose it. If I'm poda a field that you are makdish, what happens in Yovel? I lose it. You understand? It's like sada mikna. Bahatanya. So that's what it's speaking about. Lo yigal od is speaking about if a kohen was makdish it, a kohen who owned the field because he got in Yovel legitimately, and he was makdish the field, if the original owner comes and wants to be poda now and says, hey, I'll get my field back, so I might think he can't do anything. Well, he can't. He could do it. He can own it until the next Yovel. Yeah, but that's it. Like anybody else. But that's Ligolo's going on the owner. I might think that he can't do anything. He's out of the picture totally. He's not out of the picture. He's out of the picture like anybody else. V'hatayin, here's a proof to that. The Bryce says, Bishnasa Yovel Yoshev Asara Leish L'Asher Kanamit. Now I'm quoting from the Pasuk of Yevachumish. Pasuk in Pasuk Chavdalah there, in Perek Chavzayin, Pasuk Chavdalah says like this. Bishnasa Yovel Yoshev Asara L'Asher. Now this is Bikma Asara Mikna. Asara Mikna is a field that I bought. A field that I bought is different than a field for inheritance. A field that I bought, if I mock the shit, number one, you don't have the 50 shekels automatically. It goes according to the regular value. And the owner doesn't have to add the 25% when he's potent. And another thing is that in comes to Yovel, what happens to it? If I don't do anything, it comes back to me. By Sarachuza, we said, if somebody is poted, right? If somebody else is poted, it goes to the Kohanim. And if I don't do anything, it goes to the Kohanim in Yovel. A Sarah Mikna, whether I'm poted or I'm not poted, it still comes back to me. Okay, now. Vatanya, it says by Sarah Mikna, Vishnasa Yovel Yashua, Sarah Shekinomito. In the Yovel, it goes back to who? To the one you bought it from. Now, who's that? Yachal Yachal the Gizbar. Who do you buy it from? You bought it from the Gizbar. That's who owned it. Shalakumen, Atamalom, Lasher, Loachuzus, Oretz. Again, the Pasuk says, Bishnasa Yobel Yoshua, Lasher, Kano, Mito, Lasher, Loachuzus, Oretz. Now, Lasher, Kano, Mito, and Lasher, Loachuzus, Oretz, the Chor are two different things. Lasher, Kano, Mito is the one you bought it from. Lasher, Loachuzus, Oretz is the one who it was in a field of inheritance from forever. Now, what's going on over here? What are we speaking about? So Yomel Asher Chazaretz. So just say to one who originally owned the land. What do we mean? What you bought it from? We're talking about Sada Shiatz LeKohanim. Here we're talking about a field that went to the Kohanim. Umachra Kohen. The Kohen wasn't. Well, it went to the Kohanim in Yovel. Now the Kohen owns it permanently, and he wasn't mocked the shit in the next Yovel. He sold it. The Ikdisha Lokech and the Lokech bought it. Now the Lokech to the Lokech, it's a sort of mikna. He bought it from the coin. The Gola Acher, and somebody else was bought it. Yachal Tafsal Balam Rishonim. I might think it goes back to the original owner. No, to the original owner, meaning the original, you know, I was Makdashit, I lost it in Yovel, the coin got it, he sold it to somebody else, and then other guy was my son. I might think it goes back. Now we said to the last person who was Makdashit, how did he get it? He bought it from the coin. So it's a sort of mikna. So what happens in Yovel? Goes back to the original owner. Who's the original owner? Me, who was makdish the first time around? Or the Kohen? Who does it go back to? Who'd you buy it from? Who did this last guy buy it from? From the Kohen. Okay. So that's the case that we're speaking about here. So we have two cases now. Don't forget, we have two cases. Before we mention a case, in both cases, the Kohen got it in Yovel, the first Yovel. But in the first case, we said the Kohen was makdish it. So Kohen was makdish it. We told me, and the Kohen was makdish it. Even if the original owner comes to be poted, he doesn't keep it permanently. It goes back to the Kohen. Yeah, because the Kohen now is the owner. The Kohen is the Achuza. Okay. Now let's say the Kohen, the different cases where the Kohen sold it, that Kohen who got it after the first round, he sold it to somebody else. So now who does it go back to? I might think it goes back to the original owner. No. It goes back to the Kohen. The Itzrich, now the gears is a little bit strange here. The Itzrich lemichtav lasher kano miito, the Itzrich lemichtav la yigoel. Let's say both of them. Because Rachman la yigoel, if one is illegal, the law kahadra klal. There it doesn't go back at all. Because why doesn't it go back at all? Because that's big mata case where, what happened here? The first guy in the first round was mocked the shit, he was never poted. Goes to the Kohen. The Kohen now, one of the Kohen, took his field and was also mocked the shit. And he didn't redeem it. So who does it go to? Goes to the Kohanim now again, not him personally. So he's like to all the other Kohanim of that Mishmar. In other words, both in the first round and the second round, it was being Mukdash Ayedei, a person who owned it permanently, a Sarachuza. He didn't buy it, right? First case, the original owner. Second case, the Kohen who got it after the first round, and he was Mark, and they left it till Yovel. So over there, I might think it's it doesn't go back at all to anybody. Says Rashi, the second round now. In the second round, the Kohen is the Sarachuza, the Ksiv Kohen Tiachazaso, the Chimakshli Kohen Din Sarachuza, Islay, Ukshagana Achim Yad Hekdish, Tate Sabiovil, goes back and Yavut the Schalakal Kohenim. In other words, when somebody was poted from then, not the Kohen himself. In other words, the first round, the Balaam wasn't poted. In the second round, the Kohen was Makdish, he wasn't poted. Somebody else bought it from Hekdish. What happens in Yovel? It goes back to the Kohenim in general, right? Schalakal Kohenim. So I might think, since it doesn't go to the anybody, doesn't go back to the Kohen who was Makdashit, doesn't go back to this guy either. But in the case over here, where the Kohen sold it, in the second round, the Kohen sold it to somebody, and comes when he sold it to somebody, what happens in Yovel? It goes back to the Kohen, because it's a sort of mikdash now, avach the kadra, tahara namlo, and I think it goes back to the original owner too. Once you're giving it back to the owner, give it back to the original owner. Because Rachman Allah Shekhanami, no, it doesn't go back to the original, it goes back to the Kohen, who was the Sarachuza, who was the second round guy.
One sale back.
Right, only one sale, only that sale, a Shekhanamito. That's why it's a Shekhanamito. So if it would only say, lo igol, I might think of it, only when is it lo igol? When it doesn't go back, nobody's getting it back. Not the Kohen, and not the original guy, so nobody gets it back. But when it is going back, I'm thinking of the original, and that's why Shekhanah, because Rachman Allah Shekhanah, the Lokiyav, Bailam Dami. You know why? Because if it says Lashekhanah, there it goes back to the Kohen in the second round, not to the original owner. Why? Because the owner didn't pay anything here. What happened in the second round? What do you say, Lashem Do? The Kohen in the second round sold it to some Yankel Tom. He bought it. And he kept it to the other, so it goes back to him. But why should it go back to the original? Or the original didn't pay anything. But over here, what are we saying over here? When the Kohen in the second round was Makdashit, okay? And the original was poted, so I might think he should be able to keep it, right? Because he paid for it. It should stay in his hands. Because Rachman Allah Yigal, Pasuk says, no, he can't redeem it. And therefore, and we said, because Rachman Allah Yigal, but looks about having made a lot difficult, he can't get it at all. So therefore, the Pasuk says, and as Allah Yigal, he can't. The if it only said Leigol, I would think he can't be poted at all. Mashma, no, he can't be poted so that it stays here permanently. But he can be poted that he has it until the Yovel. Again, but if it would only say Asher Kano Meito, that was the second Kesar Asher Kano Meito, the original owner never paid anything. In the first round, he waited till the Yovel. In the second round, the Kohen was Makdashit, and somebody else was poted, not him. But I might think where he was poted, he should be able to keep it. Kamashwa, no, Leigol. Once the oval is hit, the first oval is hit, he can't redeem it. He can't redeem it again, so that it should be his. But I might think he can't redeem it at all. No, he can't redeem it like it'd be his. Oh, it can't be like it was originally, but he could start a mikdash. But we're back to our problem that we started out the day with. What does Reb Elezer say? Reb Elezer says that if you're not poted, comes to Yovel, we all know, what's the rule by Sada Achuzah, doesn't go to Yovel, come on and get it. Reb Yudah says they got to pay for it. Shimon says they don't have to pay for it. Rebbe says, no, they don't get it. They don't get it. You go to a second round, the third round, ad infinitum. They don't get it until somebody redeems it. Where does he get that from? It's not from these words, Ligola, because that applies to Rebbe Yudah and Rebbe Shimon also in these cases that we just described. So my Havila, what is Amar Abba? Very simple. Rebbe Lezlin says, Amar Kra, Vahaya Hasad Bet Seiso. The field when it leaves somebody who bought it. It's got to go somewhere. The Pasuk says, and we're talking about a Sada Chuza. If you're not redeemed, when it leaves somebody's hands. Whose hands? Somebody who bought it. If it didn't leave somebody's hands, then nobody, you don't get it. And it only goes to Ghana for left Yovel. Now, okay, let's understand that. Now we said we got a pulse. The Blazer says again that when it comes to Yovel, Kohanim don't get it automatically unless somebody paid for it. Okay. Now, nobody paid for it. So what happens in the second Yovel? It stays there. It's abandoned, right? It stays in Yovel. It stays in Hektish's hands. It's the Hektish's hands. Now the owner wants to be poted again. Now he wakes up. Oh, now you wake up. You didn't wake up the whole 50 years. Now you wake up in the 52nd, 15th. Hektish can use it. It's Hektish's use. Now, in the 51st, 52nd, 53rd year in the second round, this guy wakes up. Is he like somebody else who bought it? Olo, is he like somebody else's Rashi? Again, what happens by a Sarachuza? If it's my field and I mock the shit, and me or my son redeem it, we get to keep it permanently. If somebody else redeems it, they only get to keep till Yovel, and the Yovel goes to Gan. So now I'm the original owner, but I waited to the second Yovel. Remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no second Yovel. Either you're potent or the Kohanim get it, and that's it, you're done. But according to Blazer, that there is a second Yovel, there's a second round. What happens during that second round? If I, the owner, if I try to redeem it, do I get to keep it permanently? That's like a sarachuzah, like the first round. Or do you say, no, once the first round's passed, now I'm just like anybody else. I can keep it till the next Yovel, but then it goes to the Kohanim. So boy, Lubam be Yovel Sheni Ka'achadami, Olo, Tashma. Plus, it's Lo Yigal. Okay, Yachlo, you tell me to go to your telephone because I don't make that. I might think I can't be redeemed at all. Again, what is that pasuk speaking about? Oh no, the commercial is in the glass. This is all like an amal. I will negel shnei lekav sada mikneh. I could redeem it so that's like a sada mikneh. I get to keep it till yovel. Amos, what are we speaking about? Even be yovel brishim sigma amen negelus. What do you mean? The first yovel, if I'm the owner originally, was mine. Of course, I get to keep it permanently. Achuzanami avi el pshita be yovel shem esmikneh the second yovel. Well, who is this going like? The Blazer, because according to the Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, there is no second Yovel, right? It's finished after the first. There is no second round. El Pshita B'Yovel Shemi Laman. Ilu Rabbi Yehuda Shimon L'Kohanim Nafit. At Yovel, it went to the Kohanim, and there is no second round. El Alav. Elav, the Rabbi Blazer is going to Blazer. Shema Mino, Balam B'Yovel Shemi, Nikachar Dami. So you see, we're speaking about in Yovel Shemi, which is Lo Yigal Ode. Oh, Lo Yigal Ode. You can't redeem it like you had it before, that it would be a Sarah Chuzah to use permanently. It's only like a Sarah Mikna, which means you get to keep it only until Yovel, and then it goes to the Kohanim. That's posted to your Shiloh. We're speaking about in the second round of Kohanim Blazer. Yeah, Vishma Mino, Balam B'Yovel Shemi, Nikachar Dami. This is exactly like we had an hour. Before we used it, we tried initially to use it to show what's Reb Blazer's reasoning, where does he get the chlal that there is a second round from, where does he get that from? Now we're using it to say what happens in the second round. Remember, Tisbara, Haki said, well, because Reb Shimon, but Tisbara, Buda, Reb Shimon, Hai, Ode, by Dar Shurei, you said that Lo Yigal Ode means it can't be like a first, like a Sarachuzah, it's only like a Sarah Mikna, you only get to keep it till Yovel. So it must be like Reb Blazer in the second round. But what does Reb Buda, Reb Shimon do with the word Ode? This is exactly what he had in Amaral. Eloch my skin. This is a repeat of the Gemara Nav. Eloch my skin. A field that went to the Kohanim in the first round at Yovel. V'ikdisha Kohen. And now one of the Kohanim who got his share, and it's not Sarachuz by him now. He was Makdashit. But also the first case, Vasu Baal Mifrika. The original owner came to redeem it. Sakach mein ol tifrik. I think he can't redeem it at all. Tamalumber, oh no. Look, Moshe, how you say Nigos? When the original owner now wants to redeem it in the second round now, this everybody holds up a second round. Once the Kohen gets it in the first round, it's his now. Now there's a second round. And now the original owner wants to come and be poted. No, look, Moshe, he can't be poted. So I don't think he can be poted at all. No, he could be poted. Just not, when he's poted, it's not his permanently anymore. Look, Moshe, how you say Nigos? I'm in the Gelshik, Lavarika Sadamik. It's like a Sadamik, and he can own it until the next Yovel. Bahatanya, again, a proof to that. Yashivas, this is all repeated around. Yashivas, Sadalach, Sherkanamito, Yachav, Yachsel, Gizbar, Shorkin. How many of you return to the Gizbar? No. Tamalomala, Shelach, Hazar, the one who owns it. Who owns it in this case? The Kohen. So, Matamalomala, Sherkano, Lashakano, Sada, Matamalomala, Lashakano, Sada. Again, the gear here is a little bit funny. You look in the sheet on the side, it's Lashelach, Hazaritz. Look at the Dalit. Yomer Lasher Lozachus. Just say Lasher Lozachus. Like this is like an Amanal. If we had that Gersa. Yomer Lasher Lozachus. Aretz Matam Lomar Lasher Kenosus. So just say who was the original owner. In this case, it's the Kohen who got it from the first Yovel. Or what's the business Lasher Kenos Sada? So Lasher Kenos Sada Lasher Keno. What does that mean for? The answer is we're speaking about two cases. Sada Shiyas LaKohanim Machor Kohen. This is the second case where the Sada went to the Kohen in Yovel, and now the Kohen was not Makdashit directly, but he sold it to somebody else. Machor Kohen, the Ikdisha, Lokech, and Lokech, who bought it from the Kohen, was Makdashit. Ugola Acher, and somebody else was Gola. Yochel Tachsel Abal Marishanim. I might think when it goes back, because now it's a Sada Mikneh, and it goes back to whom? Who does it go back to? To the Kohen, who owned it after the first Yovel, or the original owner? I'm going to go back to the first guy. Who did you buy it from? You're the Lokech. You bought it from the Kohen. In Yovel, it goes back to the guy you bought it from. That's the Kohen. The Gersa should be the other way around. He has to say both of them. Why? Because Rachman Leigol, if one's Leigol, Lo Kadar Klal. Again, that's the most that doesn't go back at all. Again, where the Kohen was Makdashit. The first round, I was Makdashit. Nobody redeemed it. The Kohanim got it at Yovel. Now the Kohen owns it. The Kohen was Makdashit. One of the Kohanim was Makdashit's share at the beginning of the second round. Nobody redeemed it. Right? So nobody's getting it back. Goes with it. So Dikas Rachmanali go the law card. It's not going back to this guy. It's not going back to me. Right? But where it's going back to somebody, meaning Avol, again the Girsa, Avol Hocha, the Kahadra, but over here, where the Kohen sold it to somebody else. And then it has to go back to somebody. So why does it go back to the Kohen from the second? Or maybe it should go all the way back to the first guy, right? Because Rabbanu Shekinah, no, it doesn't go back to the first guy. It goes back to the guy you bought it from. You, the Lokeach, bought it from the Kohen in the second round. It goes back to the Kohen. Because Rabbanu Shekinah, the Lokeach, Bala, and Dummy. Oh, there it makes sense. Why shouldn't the owner get it, the original owner? Because he didn't pay for it. Who paid for it? The second guy. But in the case where the Kohen, who got it after the first round, he was makdish it directly, and the original owner now wants to come and be poded. I may think he gave money, so take him be a dai, he should keep it. No, 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 he can't keep it the way it was originally. He can't redeem it to the way it was. I kiss Rachmanali Yigal looks at, oh, Rabbi Mira, he can't be put at all, because Rachmanali, oh, the Kamosha always sending goes. He can't be put like to the way he had it originally, like it was a Sadach who was permanently in his hands. But he can keep it so that it was like a Sadach Mikna, meaning he can keep it to the Yovel. My Havi love, but again, we haven't posted the Shiloh. What's our Shiloh? And Amar Aleph, we wanted to know, where does Rabbi Lezer get this idea of a Chlal that there's a second Yovel? There's a first Yovel, and that's it. No. Sheyotze. Pasuk said, what was the Pasuk? It's got to leave somebody's hands. Somebody had to pay for it. Otherwise, the Kohanim can't get it. Now we want to know, okay, fine. Nobody paid for it. First Yovel is gone. It's still sitting in Hektish's hands. Another Yovel came by. Let's give a nice case. A second, the third Yovel, that was sitting in Hektish's hands for centuries. Now, it can't be centuries because the guy wouldn't live that long. Okay? The original owner, how long could he live? All right, let's say we're in the middle of the second round, okay? The guy's now in his 90s. He's 110, whatever he is. He wants to redeem it before he dies, right? When he redeems it, does he keep it till Yovel? Or does he keep it permanently? Now, he may not make it till Yovel, but at least it'll stay in his family's hands. That's our question. So that's our shalom, my havi law. So Tashma, we're going to bring two different proofs. Tashma, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Gola Balim, B'Yovel Sheni, if the owner... Again, there is no Yovel Sheni according to anybody else. In other words, according to Elazar Shimon, of course, there's always a Yovel Sheni, but once, let's say, it goes to the Kohen, you're starting a new round again. The second round's a new round. But by Reb Lezer, there is a second Yovel, because the original guy was makdish it, nobody touched it, stays in Hektish's hands, and now he wants to be put in the second round. Tashma, Reb Lezer Omer, Gala Balam be Yovel Sheni. If the owner was called in the second round, because nobody touched it after the first round, Yotzel Akonim Yovel, goes to the Akonim Yovel, he doesn't keep it the first time. So he tells it very clearly, right? Very clearly. And as I'm the original owner, I was Makash. So according to Blazer, what happens if nobody touched it by Yovel? It stays there. It stays in Hektish's hands. It doesn't go to the Kohen. It stays in Hektish's hands until somebody's bought it. Now the owner came, I've come 10, 15 years later, and I redeem it now. Do I get to keep it permanently? Or only till the next Yovel, like an Acher. I'm like an Acher, according to this. Yotz l'kam b'yovel. Omer Ravina Rav Ashi, ho'anan lo t'man hachi. We didn't learn that. We said, Rav Lezer Omer, ein akon b'nachas l'tocha, ad she'i galena Acher. He says, until somebody else was goalin. If somebody else was goalin, here was the Acher. Here was the Balaam himself. The Kohanim don't get it until somebody else was goalin. This wasn't somebody else. This was the original owner. Omer le Balaam b'yovel shenik Acher dami. The Baal and the second Yovel, he's like Acher, he's somebody else. He can on the other say reverse. Reb Lezer Omer Gola B'Yovel Sheni, if he's Gola Sheni, Eini Yotz L'Kohen Gavi, rather he keeps it permanently. Omer Leviel Rashi, Afanan Tabatina, we smash my mission also. Because Reb Lezer Omer Eini Kohen Nechaz L'Tochad Shei Gilan Acher until somebody else was Gola, right? Smash the stuff because somebody else, but if he was Gola, he keeps it permanently. So it's a proof from our mission. Omer Leino, Mestisen, from our bishop, so proof have been a Baal and B'Yovel Acher, B'Yovel Sheni also Ka Acher Dami. There's no proof from the mission because he says, Ashi Gilan Acher, maybe in the second round, the Baal was also an Acher. So we have no proof, but we have the Tashma, one Shita was Reb Lezer says that the Balan in Yovel Sheni is like an Acher, meaning he only gets to keep it till Yovel, not permanently. And the second Brisa was what? No, that the second proof was that Reb Yovel said he keeps it permanently.
There is never a way for someone to Chuzah. Once Yovel passes, he doesn't even mean it. It's an Chuzah point.
No, we're talking about a Chuzah. Okay, so good question. No. So according to Reb Lezer, if he was poted in the second round, according to the last Shita we had, the proof is Ikidam, Reb Lezer, Omer, Gol, B'Yovel, Sheni, Eini Yotz L'Kohen Gavi, it is, stays a set of Chuzah by him. Yeah, not by a court of Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Lezer. So with the halacha would be that he can't. If the Yovel hit and he didn't redeem it, it's never, he loses it. But Rav Lezer held, according to the second way, that if the Balaam was potent in the second round or the third round, whatever, he was able to live that long, he would be able, it would be a Sarachuza according to that. Now, we talked about the difference between Saramikna and a Sarachuza. Let's say you buy a field from your father. Now, if your father had a field, it's that you stand to inherit it, right? But in this case, you bought it from him. You bought it from him. So you don't own it permanently. And then the father dies. And then I was makdashit. So we're saying over here is, by the, when the time I was makdashit, what was it, a sarachuza or a saramikna? I originally bought it, but it would have come, but it would have been a sarachuza now too by the time it was makdashit. So everybody agrees in this case that it's like a sarachuza. Because it's like a sarachuza. Even though technically I bought it, but it would have come to me anyway. That's I'm the only heir. Exactly, but it would have gone. Well, based on, you're right, but technically you're right. You did buy it, and only later there was no estate. It wasn't in the estate anymore. However, it would have come into his estate anyway. And we'll see from the pasuk, as long since it was capable, it had the capability, it had the potential of being a sarachuza. That's good enough. We'll see. Okay, a sarachuza, and therefore, what does it mean? What's the name of sarachuza? Number one, if the son wants to redeem it, he only got to pay 50 shekels per acre, prorated. Number two, he's got to add the 25%. Number three, he loses it in Yovel if he doesn't redeem it, right? All those rules apply. Okay, let's say he was makdish at first, and then the father died. So here, clearly, with the time he was makdish, it was a sara mikne, right? Because the father died subsequently. Hareka sara mikne, divra meir. Meir says it goes according to the time you're makdish. If when you're makdish, the father was dead already, even though originally he had bought it from the father, then it's a sara chuza. However, if at the time you were makdish, you're not. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Hareik, Sarachuza, it's still a Sarachuza. Because you don't look at the time you're Makdish, you look at the time you're going to redeem it. When the time you redeem it, the father was dead anyway. Whether the father died before your Makdish or after your Makdish, the father was dead. And Shinemar, if it's a Sarachuza, Asher lo Mistachuza. So this is the key here, Moshe. See, it says, if it's a Sarachuza, which is not a Sarachuza. Just say it's a Sarachuza. Why? Asher lo Mistachuza. So, Sarachuza, Ruya Leo Sarachuza. A field that is not capable of being a Sarachuza. Yatsuzushi, Ruya Leo Sarachuza. Since it's Ra'ui to be a Sarachuza, even though the time you're Makdish, the father wasn't dead yet, since it's Ra'ui to be a Sarachuza, it's considered a Sarachuza. Sarachuza, Eni Yos Lakon Biyovel. A Sarachuza doesn't go to the Kohen Biyovel. What does a Sarachuza do? If I bought a field from you and I was Makdish, what happens in Yovel? Goes back to the original. She'ainot a Makdish Darvashin Shalom. Very good. Very good. Because think about it. You see, if I buy a field from you, how long do I own it? Till Yovel. So if I makdish it, how could it be kadosh permanently, even after Yovel Godekon? I can only makdish what I own. It's perfect. A perfect analysis is land in this country. Do you own the land in which your house sits? You do not. You were leasing it from the Karen Kayemet and all the other crooks. You know nobody owns it, right? You understand? You're just leasing it from them or from the church or who knows what. We don't even know which church is it. It's the Russian church and the Greek church. It's a whole mess. Nobody knows what's going on over there. You understand? So.
And after 50 years, 9 years,
they That's right. They can.
What?
Yeah. You're right. But the point is, it's an issue. It's an issue. Okay? You worry about it, okay? Believe you me, when you try to sell the field and there's only 1 year left on the lease to the church, you're not going to get the same price as if it was a 1 year lease to the Karen Kayamba or if you owned it out straight out. So there's problems here, okay? So Sodomikna any other Lakana Biovel. Sha'ain not a Makhav Shon. This is the svar of Sodomikna. Sodomikna, since if I bought a field from you after he comes out, I gotta give it back to you. So if I makdish that field, also I can't be makdish, because I can't be makdish what I don't have. I don't have it, I only have it till Yovel. Hakon will be a makdish in the olam. Especially if Kon will even own land, they could always be makdish it. Even in Yovel. But go, and they could also put a Yovel doesn't affect them. Doesn't affect them. It's like it doesn't exist. They can be put before or after. And the price is basically a repeat of the Mishnah. He buy a field from your father, and you're makdish, and then the father died. How do you know if the father what? If the father, in your makdish, and then the father died. It's even sarachuza. This is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. right? Rabbi Shimon say it's still a sar achuza. Tamlam sar achuza masar shel masar achuza. A sar mikne that cannot be a sar achuza. That's a sar shen ruila sar achuza. That is a sar mikne. Yatzusha ruila sar achuza. Since it's capable of being a sar achuza, and the father died even after you were makdishin, as long as at the time you were poted, the father was dead. As long as you're by the time you're poted, then a sar achuza. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Omer menayin l'kayach masar aviv. If you buy it, Rabbi Meir doesn't go that far. Meir only says if you were makdish it after the father died, if you makdish it before the father died, he doesn't go that far. Meir even I'm the son of the oven. Umeisav and the father died before you were makdish it. Yatka kintisha. Menayin shel fanav kesarachuza. How do you know that's sarachuza then? Because the father died before you were makdish it. Tamalom misanachuzashel misarachuza. Shel misarachuza. A mikdafil that's not a sarachuza. Sarashein a sarachuza. Yatzusha sarachuza. He doesn't say ruya. You see, he says because here Rameir says only if you bought it from your father and your father died before you were makdish it, so it is a sarachuza. Because the sale wasn't necessary. The sale, so to speak, canceled because he died anyway. You're getting it as an inheritance anyway. You get the advantage of both of them, so to speak, right? No, you don't really get
the logic to me is that if they're other yorkshire.
Yeah, we're talking about a case where you're the Irish. You know, we're talking about the feeling that you're the only Irish. Yeah, yeah. No, we're talking about the part that, at least that you're Yorish, I understand. But it is a sudden. Even if they're Yorish, we're talking about the part that you bought, right? Wouldn't change it. We're only dealing with your portion. We're dealing with the part that you had, that you bought, and you were Makdish. You were Makdish their field. You bought this field, and then eventually you inherited this field. You know what I'm saying? If there would be other Yorishim who had a share in this field, that would be much more complicated. You understand? That it would be more complicated. But we're talking about.
We're not taking seriously the
Yeah, no, because
we're based on a
possible. Right, based on a possible. And also, if you bought it, then that it wouldn't go into the estate
right.
In terms
so
of the other Yorkshire getting it. Yeah, no, but
so it's not really a.
No, you you would have inherited it, right? But the point is, it would be more complicated because then the portion of the field that would have gone to the other brothers is not really a sort of food for you. You understand? Because you wouldn't have inherited that. No, you didn't say inherit it. I think so. I think it's about a simple case. We're talking about a simple case. Because that's much more complicated. You understand this? So the Ashalam Sarachuza. Okay. This is a Sarachuza. Rameir only goes at four. Slay Makhmer. What's the Machlokas here? So Rameir suffered King Peskin. Rameir says, listen, in general, we have a Machlokas. When I buy payers, I only have it for a period of time. I bought it for X amount of time. When I bought it from my father, when the guy bought it from his father, did he own it permanently? No, he only owned it till Yovel. Let's say the father would have lived, and they both would have lived 900 years, right? He only owned, so it's only a kinyan. He doesn't own it permanently. Is that that's like a kinyan aguf? But Meir says it's like you own it anyway. So it's I already have an owner. So when the pasuk says Hashem mistei achuzos to teach me that if the father died before I was makdish it, that's a sar achuzah because you already own it. I don't need a chuzah. I own it permanently. So it's only telling you sar achuzah. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon says a kinyan pesach lach kinyan yud tami. Only your parents not getting up, eh? And therefore, when the father dies, now you do own it automatically. You do own it. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me the case where the father died before I was makdishit, because the father dying had an effect. The father dying, before the father died, I didn't own anything. Now the father died, I own something, right? So therefore, when the pasuk tells me sarachuza, it's to tell me even the case where the father died subsequent to the hekdish, that even in a case like that, it's considered a sarachuza. There's no proof because there's always a shaila kin pesach kinyan of dami. It's no proof. I can tell Rabbi Shimon also it's kin pesach kinyan of dami. So therefore, kin pesach kinyan of dami, they own it. So if you already own it, so the dying itself maybe doesn't accomplish anything. So because you already own it, so maybe it's only coming to tell you a mayor's chiddush. The only case where the father died before, then only then is it considered sarachuza. So halacha kroshkech, it's based on the pasuk v'darshi. This is the let the pasuk say imsada miknaso asher lo sada achuza inami asher lo sada is asar achuza so inami asher lo sada achuza my misada achuza so what is it misada achuza teach me sada shen ruila sada achuza yatsu shen ruila sada achuza. In other words, yom yakim rasis kinyanif dami. And therefore, I would say maybe only the Chiddush of Rameir. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Shimon say go that far to say even if I got a field from my father before? Before my father died, I was makdishit. He only died subsequent. It's still considered a sarachuza because a saramik is only a field that's not capable. It's not ra'ui. It doesn't have the potential to be a sarachuza. This has the potential. Even though at the time I bought it and I was makdishit, the father was still alive. But it had the potential to be sarachuza, and as such, it has a rule of sarachuza, not a saramikna. How can I be a makdish lalom? So bishlam a gaul, and I'm staying at tzrich lapukim in Yisrael. I said they can be gaul forever, even after Yovel. A Yovel can only be a Yisrael can only be put at the field until Yovel. I understand carnal mevivim can even after Yovel. That I understand. Right, lapukim in Yisrael, the laparke el adi Yovel. Kamash mon the carnal, but levim going the olam. El makdish my what you makdish it? What my carnal myer carnal levim for Yisrael nami? Yisrael also could be makdish it laholam. What do you mean he can't be part? You can always be makdish for you. What do you mean you can't be? I can understand you can only be part until Yovel. Makdish you could always do whenever you want. Please on bechitay me b'shnas Yovel atzma. Maybe the chiddush is that makdish only even be part in Yovel. You can be makdish in Yovel itself. Whereas Yisrael can't be makdish in Yovel we had before. Maybe that's the chiddush of makdish in laolam. Right, v'chitem and bishnasi yovel atzma so anicha l'shmotz gun shmudam v'shmuel yovel atzma lo kach if in bishnasi yovel Yisrael can't do it. Kamashim kolvi makdishlam could even in yovel el rav, but according to Rav who says that the Yisrael could also be makdish in yovel. Myr konam levim. Why don't we come feel Yisrael namis? So tamech bein l'fei ben achliyov. When he said l'olam, what does he mean bein l'fei yovel? What do you have to add on l'fei yovel achliyov? You already said l'olam, lovely. Eladi tana reisha since the reisha in the beginning of the parak and daf chav dalmav said l'fei yovel achliyov. It says, since the first words in the Mishnah was Ein Makdishin L'Golan, Tanam Seif Makdishin L'Golan. Others, according to Rav, you'll have to say, there is no Chiddushin Makdishin Golan by a Kohen and Levi. Because Yisrael could also be Makdishin at all times, even including Yovel. Hanach Makdishin, tomorrow we'll start the new pair of Mishnah. He wants it now. He believes the market's going to go up.
See, I would say.